Shami Shviya Staf Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah discusses now the inyan of planting trees. This is a very controversial discussion in the Mishnah and the Rishonim. You see, the Rashi Misalu has an Arichas Gadol here that the idea about planting trees close to Shviya is whether it's considered usher or not. And the question is whether planting a tree b'chalal is usher on din and Shviyas. Is it usher deraisa? Is it the Rabbanon? A tremendous machlokas Rishonim that of what exactly is the Isser. Many of the Rishonim learn that it's deraisa, even though the Torah only talks about sotakal osizra, it doesn't say anything about planting a tree. It says a field you can't sow, sowing a field of grain, of things of that nature, would be considered usher, tevua, karam, etc. But the tree itself, it doesn't say. However, some learn that for sure, if you can't go ahead and take care of a tree, prune a tree, you can't do it on Shabbos and Shviyas, then you surely can't go plant it. And others learn, many have a quote the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Shita Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only Rabbanon, and the question is the Rabbanon only before Shviyas, and the 30 days before, what about on Shviyas itself? Why would it be a svara that it should be the Rabbanon? Why wouldn't it be considered a Daraisa? And again, the Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim explain that the reason for that, it's also because it's Be'atzem, when you plant the idea of Shviyas, Torah doesn't want you to do things for Shviyas for Shviyas. So you're working a field that the field will produce on Shviyas things that's usher. But if you're going to planting a tree, it takes several years till it grows. So even though you're planting, but the actual benefit will not happen on Shviyas, and therefore the Torah did not usher that, but the Rabbanan surely did usher it anyway. So the Mishnah discusses the Salakha. Now you know, you can't plant a tree. You can't plant even another layer, which means we had this early in the Masechta, they're taking a branch that's already growing in a vine and then bend it down and put it into the ground so that it can grow another vine, is the way we had this thing, Makivin. Says the Mafolda to explain, Mavien Anaf Shal Ilan, you take a branch of a tree, O Makivin, Oso Agabi Ilan, and you put it onto another tree, that same min, and now let it continue growing from there. So Mimela, it's also like, it almost sounds like you're planting a new tree. Even though it's not a new tree per se, it's coming from another tree. It's a branch from another tree. Still, that's considered usher as well. And you can't go graft a branch from one tree that exists into another tree that you can't do. Even from the same min, you can't do. Even that you can't do. The one you can't put into the branch from a tree, put into the ground, covered with dirt, that should grow separately. Another tree will grow from there, or even grafting onto an existing tree of the same min, that you can't do. Erev Shviyas, you can't do it before the seventh year. When? Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lechem Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You can do it in the sixth year, even after Shavuos, but you can't do it within 30 days before Shviyas year starts, that you can't do. That you can't do. That's what the Chachamim said would be considered usher. That would be, we allow you to do that. 30 days before, you would not allow you to do that. Because we say that 30 days, it takes time to take root. And we'll take root before that. After that, it's considered enough time where it's beginning to be kolad. It's beginning to take root on Shviyas, on the year Shviyas, which Rabbanu would usher. That you can't do. Mishnah continues. The imnata ivrich ivrich. What if you went and you planted? You did that. You grafted it. You ivrich. All these things the Torah Mishnah says you can't do. You went and you did it in the tree during the 30 days. Yakor. You have to uproot it. The Rambam require you, since it's usher to do. The Chachamim may make it that you should be akar it. You have to uproot it. That it shouldn't take root. You'd have to uproot it. If it did take root, you'd have to uproot it. Again, if you did it within 30 days before. Before Shviyas. Read the Omer, Kalakavish Eino Koletis, L'Shosha Yomim, Shiv Eino Koletis. Any graft, it does not take hold within 3 days, it's not going to take hold later, therefore you wouldn't have to uproot it, because if you did it only within 3 days, if it's more than 3 days before, it didn't take root, then you don't have to worry about it, it's not going to take root, and therefore no mechuyev, you're not mechuyev too, it already took root and it's done, or you wouldn't have to go ahead and be akarit, you wouldn't have to take it out. Eino Koletis, it's not going to take hold anymore. Yosef Hashem and Omer, L'Shtei Shabbatos, within 2 weeks, not 30 days before, but 2 weeks before is this man that we would consider would be a time that you would be considered, we would take root, and that's the amount of time, 14 days, would be enough time to be considered as if it would take root, that we'd have to go. What's the machlokas based upon? Is it a metziyistik machlokas? Where do we get the shtei shvuos from? Where do we get the idea of 2 weeks? So again, the Rashi Misalu has an incredible arichas here. where we see each day. So this is the Shir HaKlata, and the Halechas we paskin like him. He brings in Arichas and we paskin in Bavli and Masechas. Yevamos like that Shita, that the Shir HaKlata is within 2 weeks. That's the Shir, not 30 days. That it's enough to be able to take root, and that would be the amount of not 3 days, not 30 days, but 2 weeks. Mishnah continues, not to interrupt Kivan. The Mishnah says you can't go and do the lesson 30 days before. If this, you have to be Yaakov. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is talking about a situation, a stam situation. We don't know when it took root. But if we knew that it took root before, then Adavabari, but if it's clear it took root before Shviyas Mutter, then it's Mutter. The only reason why the Halacha says you have to be accurate, because we don't know when it took place. It could have been a suffix, maybe it took place during, it took root during Shviyas. But if we know for sure that it was Barilon, if it's buried to, clear to us that it took root before the Zman of Shviyas, then the Halacha is Mutter, you don't have to uproot it, you can leave it there, you know, it's Mutter to do. Mishnah says, you can't go ahead and do that. It must say before the seventh year, that you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara explains that it's Pelkim Zoshim Yom Tehoshana. That's only the 3 days before Shana. In other half, you have to be Makarit. Fake the Mullah Akar. One would say, what if you planted it and you didn't do it? Pirosh of Mount, what's the luck of the fruit? You're supposed to be Makarit. They'll come and want to Akarit to remove it. They'll punish you for if you did it within 30 days. But what if they didn't do it and Takana, their fruit growing on? Does those fruit become Aser or not? Are they considered Aser or not considered Aser? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yabai, Rabbi Lonai, Sinyo Tsar, Rabbi Lonai was sitting once in the city of Tsar. Also, Uvdil Kamayu, a case came before them, this exact shai that was planted and it wasn't uprooted. What did they do? Rabbi Lonai, Yishavku Peros, Rabbi Lonai ruled that it's free, that the fruit of it should be Yishavku, you should pour it out. That it's Taka Aser. It's Taka Aser, says the Marfulda, he paskin, that the, it's Aser. That you have to, Perosa, what's the halacha Perosa? So you paskin, Yishpachu Perosa, Yashlichim Lechut Sheo Surim Mehen. As Lashon HaPei Moshe. Pour it out, throw it out, because it's Aser. Because it was Aser to do, and you can't have any enough from it. So pour the fruit out. That the Lashon of pouring out is an unusual Lashon, but the means that that it should be considered Aser. It's always considered Aser. No matter what happens, whatever comes from this tree, you have to get rid of it. It's Aser. So that the Psak. Moshe Rabba disagreed. Amar Rabba, and he'll unmissi man lo aliyah. He says, I was not counted amongst them in the upper aliyah when they passed in halacha that the fruit of Aser. I wasn't with them. That they made degrees. They made these takanas in the upper floors of the building by aliyah where they made these halakas. They come and made these gzeros. These halakas, these isurim. But I didn't vote. I wasn't there, and I didn't vote in front of it. That it should be considered Aser. That he said, no, I wasn't there. Says the Marfulda, Lo iskamti moim lesser. I was there, but I wasn't agreeing with them to asa the fruit. There's enough to make a gzera that you came to be oker than a tia, but make another gzera that you also have to go ahead and the payroll should be loose if you didn't do oker. That's another gzera on top of another gzera that I never agreed to. I didn't make such a gzera. So again, I was there, but I didn't paskin that. Others say, Lonisi, I wasn't there. I went outside, and I wasn't there when they asked me, so I wasn't able to paskin. But the idea is a gzera l'gzera, and therefore we don't make such a thing, and therefore be usher. I would say it's usher. So I'm going to answer the chutz l'mod. So let's go outside. Let's go ahead. Let's go outside and learn from others what they paskin. What do they do? What the halakha is. Let's see what others say about this halakha. The plain Moshe says, let's go see. Let's go see Limo Ma Kloma, what other people Chadachvim say about this halacha. Nafkim Shema, they went out, they heard. You can't be Mechachin Gzeira. And therefore, the Gzeira is that the Yakum, that you have to go Oikir it, but if you don't Oikir it, that's it. It doesn't say you can't add to it. You can't be Moisiv on the Gzeira. So again, when they say, the Chachamim say that if it's planted Be'isr, you have to be Yakar. You plant it within 30 days, you have to be Yakar. The Halakha is only Yakar, but it doesn't say that. Therefore, you have to Aser the fruit later. That's being Moisiv on the Gzeira. That both statements are the same idea that you can't be Moisiv on the Gzeira. You can't be Moisiv, you can't be any Mosifin. Number one, a Mechachon Gzeira, the same idea. You can't go ahead and come in a Gzeira. You can't go ahead and be Moisiv on the Gzeira to be Mach, Mimur with the Chazal Mach. But they were not Mach, but they were Mach with the Yokarit. You go ahead and make an additional as being Moisiv on the Gzeira, that we don't do. Not to the most. Moisiv, you went and you planted a tree, Be'isr, in the seventh year, then it died. Is his son allowed to? What happened was a person went in and planted it, and then he died. Umeis, he died. He knew that Allah, he did it be'isr. He had to be oikarit, and he wasn't oikarit. Now his son, what's Allah? Is he mutter to mekayim it? Can he go keep it? Maybe you tell me that he himself is usher, that we asked him the fruit because we punish him, that if he wasn't oikarit, that we asked his fruit. But maybe there's no reason to ask for the son. Maybe the son would not be, for him, maybe it's not, maybe his son would be able to mekayim it. So the Gemara says, "Tanav yibev abadali, not to amaze." He went and did, but no mutter lekaimo. The halacha in Echami, his son is allowed to be maintained. It. Now the difference is some have a girsa of asur lekaimo, but we learn the girsa. My father learns the girsa mutter lekaimo, that you're allowed to go ahead mutter lekaimo. We don't have to asur it because it was only for him an isur, but for the son didn't do an isur. But the father did an isur because he went ahead and he planted the isur. So therefore we punish him. We make him alka. We say we asur the fruit, but the son never did it. So therefore we don't asur it for the son. We don't say for him lekabe be mutter for the son to go ahead and to use the fruit. This halacha, the one who says that the biyasur to do because of chashad, people think maybe he's being over in isur shviyus, biyasur that because it usher out of neya minyan, but according to the minyan, according to the count of the arla, the halacha is of mona b'nai and mona. But only because of the father, we counted years as part of what was planted. And in the case of the son, we're not going to calculate. In other words, we know that a tree that's planted, the first 3 years are arla, it's usher. So we say that we go by the tree. We don't go by the person that owns it. So therefore, we say if a father planted a tree and the second year he died, the son is yorish the tree. So the son is not an orla by the son. Same applies. The din of the son. It's not a din. So therefore, based on that alaka, so the same thing over here. We go by the tree. The tree was considered was planted by Isser. And if a yaka, the fact that the son now has it, he died, it should be yaka anyway. It doesn't change the status of the tree. So what should be a difference? The coach should be the same alaka. The Gemara says, why should the taka be so? The Gemara says, Tani, we don't have a brisa. Then Rosh Hashanah goes, it considers if it's a full year, that Olagabi Oliver, right, it's a full year. You got to go ahead and plant it on Shvias. You got to go plant it on the 6th year because it's considered part of the 7th year. We don't look at it as a full year. Maybe that year does not count. The year would be considered Aser. The year would not count. And maybe it would be Aser Lekame B'Shvias. Because now we consider it as the 2nd year, as it's growing in the 2nd year. It's not, we don't can't count because it was done within 30 days before. The fruit from this planting is asked until the 15th day of Shvat. The Gemara says, if you say based upon that, since we say it grows before, we look at it as if it's still asur, and therefore we consider the 4th year would be chamasot b'shvat. What's the reason for this? The Torah says Ola applies to the first 3 years. Then why should the fruit that grew after Rosh Hashanah be considered another year? Like, be considered Ola, like, be the 4th year. Why should it be so? Because the Torah says ubashana in the 4th year. Any fruit that grows even in the 4th year would be considered part of that Isser of Ola as well. So now, if that's so, what do we learn from here? 3 years considered Ola to you, you can't go ahead, and the 4th year is considered Aser. So therefore, we see the Torah says in the 4th year is considered Aser, we extend it into the 4th year as well. So maybe the same thing over here, if we extended the Isser that we have, even though it was planted in the first 30 days before, since he didn't have the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, we extended it into the 4th year. The Torah says, Ubashana, and Mela, therefore, it's part of that 4th year. We would consider it Aser as well, to be considered, it would be considered the Arla, we would consider extended Isra as well. Entire 4th year applies, even if it's only done in the 30 days before. We consider it as the entire 4th year. So to over here, we would say to Ubashvat, considered the cutoff date, it would be considered Aser until then. And the question I always try to understand is why should it continue that way? Why should it work that way that we extend it to 4th year? It's only a 30 days before. Why would we give it a din of the extended to 4th year? And therefore you have until Tu B'Shvat. Why should that apply? The Gemara is going to continue to explain this Brisa and to explain the two different opinions and the way the Brisa is learned.